Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hi, this is Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcast tip for coaches and consultants who want to launch a podcast to nurture listeners into leads, get clients and build their business with their podcast. This is tip number 19. Now, today's tip is about developing compelling communication techniques, and I could probably spend an entire day on this topic. So for now, I want to share what areas you really want to hone your communication skills in and how these can make a difference in the overall success of your podcast. Now, in terms of success with compelling communication techniques, not only will you enhance the relationship with your guest, if you've got a guest, or with your audience, you're going to continue to build know, like, and trust with your audience. And for those listeners who are ready with the right communication and the right call to action, you'll be able to get your listener off the podcast and onto your list every time. So in what areas can you continue to leverage and develop your communication skills? Well, interacting with and guiding the conversation with your guest, no matter what their communication style. You'll know exactly how to communicate with even the most difficult of guests, from talkative guests to the guest who answers in two-word sentences and you think this podcast interview is going to take some work, right through to that spammy guest who continues to promote their books and programs and everything in between. You'll also know when to dive deeper into a topic and how to unpack it more and do that seamlessly. You'll be able to segue seamlessly to the next topic. When all of a sudden you do want to switch focus, you'll know exactly what kind of words and how to do that so that it doesn't seem awkward. In other areas where you can leverage and develop your communication skills is knowing what keywords and what key phrases are best going to resonate with your audience. Because remember, your platform, your podcast platform, is where you want to build an audience of your ideal clients. And so you want to start using the language that's really going to connect with them, being compelling in the words and phrases you use. You want to know how to seed and lead with integrity. This is not where you start to promote your products and services from a real salesy position, but rather integrally move those ideal clients, those listeners who are ready, to the next step. This is just one of the strategies that I teach clients, because when done well, for those listeners who are ready to take that next step, they will, because you've strategically included the right content in just the right place. You've built interest, you've built intrigue, and for those of your ideal clients who are change makers and action takers, that call to action is just what they wanted to hear and what they needed to hear. Now, these are just some of the ways that you can integrate compelling communication techniques into each and every one of your podcast episodes as you continue to build know, like, and trust with your audience and nurture them into leads. Now, by the way, if you want to improve your communication techniques, I've created a course, Interviewing with Purpose. You can access it over at www.interviewingwithpurpose.com. That's interviewingwithpurpose.com. And remember, for those of you who don't really interview guests and just want to have like a solo show, you should be interviewing your clients, your former clients, your existing clients, and your interviews should really be like a testimonial that showcases why prospective customers, your listener, should want to work with you if they want the same results as your clients who you are featuring on your podcast in the most integral of ways. So, hope that was helpful. Communication techniques that are compelling, that seed and lead, and that continue to create an incredible story and journey if you are interviewing a guest on your podcast. I'll see you on the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hoped for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.